Okay. Kayla got the 111, number 11. Sipping lemonade, throwing light shade.
Okay.
You don't show no love no more. Where did all the love go? You acted real so-so. Baby, that's a no-no. Won't you just open up for me?
Everybody, it's Kayla Got the 411. I'm back for another What's Good episode. I am here with the beautiful Sydney Cheyenne. That is a beautiful name. And you were recommended to me by your producer, Tron, right?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
So, what is your all relationship when it comes to music? Like, he produced your latest project on me, right? Beautiful single.
Thank you so much. Yes, he produced my latest project on me. He also produced my last project, Spring Clean. We've been working together for almost 2 years, just really crafting a sound. And he's been getting more into R&B and helping me craft my sound as an R&B singer. And yeah, we just kind of been building and really just like, you know, building from the ground up, really just like producing a sound that nobody has heard and producing a sound of Sydney Cheyenne, you know, because there's so much music out. You definitely want to have your own sound, you know what I mean? Or your own message, yeah.
Girl, I went to Blue EP and then I worked my way to Spring Clean. I love it. So we're going to get more into that later on. But I'd like to ask everybody on this segment, what's good with you, especially with COVID and everything? Have you and your family and team been good?
Yes, actually, I just recently, like my mom just recently moved back here and I recently came back to spend time with family. So I've been on my own for like 3 years. So it's just great to kind of get back to the basics, you know, find your inner child again. So that's where I'm at. Just really like coming back home so that I can really focus on music and build my craft and not have to worry about the outside things. Since COVID did hit, everything has kind of slowed down, you know, with jobs and just everything like that. So it's just a perfect time to really get to your core heart, you know, your family, your support, your team, and why I started it in the first place, really.
And where is home for you? Are you in Atlanta, or I did read online you're from Indiana, right?
Yeah, I'm from Indianapolis, but I was raised here. I've been here since I was 3. So I'm in Atlanta currently, and my mom actually moved back to Atlanta from Indianapolis, from our hometown, so.
Girl, I was in Indianapolis last year, and it ain't nothing in the up there.
Girl, it ain't nothing in here. Welcome back, baby.
I got to the airport. I was like, okay. I didn't want to be rude when I went there, you know, but it was different. But I feel like Atlanta is definitely that city where it's so dope to network with so many people also. So how did you get your start with music? Do you have a musical background?
Well, I actually started off doing poetry. I had stage fright like crazy, girl. I never would have thought I would be performing and singing and people would know me as me. I thought I was going to be a writer. And I just always expressed myself through music and through poems. But I never really started to sing. Like, I was in choir, but I was in the background. But in 2013, like, I went to ISU in Indianapolis. So in 2013, I moved back here. My cousin, he's actually a producer. And he had a lot of artists around him and he had a studio in his house. And I just started really finding my sound. And from there, I would do open mics at Apache. And that's really when I became Sydney Cheyenne. In 2013, it's really when I was like, no, this is me. This is what I want to do. I tried out for some groups. I was really just trying to find myself as an artist. I didn't really know where I wanted to go in music because, like I said, I had stage fright. So I'm like, maybe the singing groups would be the thing. Maybe this would be the thing, you know? So I was just trial and erroring it. Like, I mean, literally putting myself out there in every avenue of music. And now I'm here.
So I have a question about the whole singing groups because so many R&B artists that I'll talk to, it seems like they try the group thing. Was it something that you and friends kind of came together with, or did somebody try to put you together with other girls?
Somebody tried to put me together with other girls. One time I seen like an audition and I auditioned. It was like, hey, I'm looking for a singer. I'm like, hey, you know, so I sent it in and I was actually in the group for a little while. And then I met another girl. She was in a group. It was like, I've actually tried 3 groups, but they were super short because honestly, groups are not the easiest thing to keep together, especially in this age. I mean, you said it. So it was kind of like one of them things that I just kept trying. And then eventually I was like, clearly I'm not for a group. Clearly, this is not my thing, so I'm never going to try it again. And so, yeah.
You know what some of our best, most talented artists has done tried that girl group thing? Beyonce, Normani, Camilla from...
Normani now from Fifth Harmony? She just went solo and it's doing really well. Like, she's amazing.
Mm-hmm. So, what inspired your music? Because I did hear you talk about you being in a choir. Did you sing in a choir in church?
I did, like, a little bit in church, but yeah. I was so nervous. You know, like, it was never, like, I had solos. Like, I always imagine, like, oh, you know, and I would watch American Idol and The Voice. Like, I was one of those kids that watched all those shows when I was younger. Me and my granny, I didn't miss an episode of that. Like, I could probably tell you every person that was on American Idol. I still follow some people on American Idol to this day, you know, like, it's crazy. But really, like, everyday life inspired my music, like, seeing, like, my mom live and go through what she was going through, like, everybody, honestly, like, I took inspiration from everything and everywhere, of course, my personal experiences. I just felt like, because I'm so diverse in music, because my mom raised me on a lot of music, raised me on hip-hop, R&B, my granny listened to a lot of, like, neo-soul and jazz, So from there, I just took all of that and I was like, okay, I want to create a sound of just like me, but like you can relate to it, but raw, you know what I mean? Because now everything is so raw, you know, everything is so out there. And that's the type of artist that I am. That's the type of person that I am. I'm very transparent. And there's one thing that I will say to me is there's not a lot of R&B singers that you can personally relate to. Like you say... You know what I mean? You listen to their music, you like, I felt that. But when you look at their everyday life, it's not relatable to you. You know what I mean? And I want to be that girl next door that people are like, oh, I can relate to her 100%. I mean, I'm 26 and I'm still not where, quote unquote, I need to be as an artist. I'm still working there. And I feel like me being transparent on my journey is what's going to gravitate the real ones to me because they can feel me. Because it's not easy. It's not easy. You know, like some days you don't want to put yourself out there. Some days you have confident issues. Some days you don't even want to sing because you done seen so many other people sound like this person and this person. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it was just something that inspired me. Like, I need to be that voice. You know what I mean? There's a lot of voices, but I know I have the voice. And I know I want to stand up for people like me and you and everybody. You know what I mean?
Especially amongst women of color and everything, I always feel like they want us to sing about this quote unquote heartbreak. Oh my God, he left me, he's coming back. But no, we women, we are bosses, we are entrepreneurs, we are in school. And honestly, we just don't give a damn about these men the way, you know, they want us to be crying about and stuff like that. So when you look at the years of R&B, like throughout the years, if you could go back to any like decade of music, like which decade would you go back to?
90s. I got to. Mm-hmm. I would go back to 90s. And then when Aaliyah dropped her, the only album that she dropped, because it's a bounce, but it's like the 90s had like a feeling and they pushed their voices. I feel like a lot of 90s R&B singers had a lot of artist development. And it wasn't as easy for them to just put out music. You know what I mean? It took a lot to produce a sound. You know what I mean? Now I feel like it's so easy to put out stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that 90s just made you feel like you had to work for it. So I definitely would say the 90s for sure.
You know what? I like the fact that you said that even talking about your most recent EP, Spring Clean and Blue and Feelings, like they all have a specific theme. Like, it's kind of like you kind of letting us know, like, you already know what you're going to get when you go into this. So what is the title of Spring Clean? Because I get the feeling, I listen to it all day now. A whole other artist is not... I have to like listen to you all's music before I get on here so I know. But girl, I kept coming back to it. I was listening to it in the car. I love Blue, but I love Spring Clean. Thank so what you was your so rule when you made that?
Okay, so I was in quarantine and I made that at home. Like literally I made it in my closet. Spring clean, I had just got out of a relationship where I just didn't know myself anymore. But that was when I was starting to look at myself and be like, you know what? Like, you are that bitch. Like, you are her. Okay. And it was just time for me to clean out my closet. It was time. I was throwing away his old shit. I was throwing away his,
like, spring cleaning.
I was getting rid of, like, old me, really. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because I'm still getting rid of old me, but I feel like that was the start. That was just like the awakening of, like, you are not your past anymore. You are not that person. The sun is out. It's springtime and it's time for you to pack that shit and put it out. Because what did Erykah Badu say? Bag lady, you gonna hurt your back. And that's basically where I was at, was hurting my back. Yes. I was carrying all this weight and I had to release it. You know, I had to release it, but I wanted to release it in a way of, I was talking myself through it. Like, you are that person, you know, not in a form of like, this guy broke my heart, like you said, because I felt that already. It was more like, no, nah, you got your heart broken, but now what? You know what I mean? You're looking at yourself in the mirror, but now what? Like, how do you feel? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just more of a pep up, you know, like, you know, beating on your chest a little bit, you know, make you want to get up in the morning, you know, thug it out, you know? So that was kind of like my inspiration for that.
I love that, because when I think of the breakups that I went through when I've been sad, it's like, okay, you're going to listen to your Keisha Cole, your Mary J. Blige, but it's like, I need somebody to let me know, girl, it's going to be okay. It's going to be, it's other men out there. You're beautiful to keep going. Mm-hmm. And I really love, love, love that EP. I love the title, especially with you, like, going into more detail about it. It has a meaning to it, and I love, love,
love it. Thank you so much.
So have your ex heard that? Has he heard it?
He's
a fan. I know he's a fan. It's amazing. Yes.
Fan.
Yes. So when it comes to your listeners and people that listen to your music, what is three things that you want them to take away from your body of work so far?
It's okay to be yourself. It's okay to own your shadow. Like, I feel like people don't want to own their dark side. Everybody just wants to be like so bubbly and happy, but that's just not real. You know what I mean? And I hope that when people listen to my music, they can get that from me. They can get the battle that I have with myself every day, you know, just getting up in the morning, like, you are that bitch, but damn, that nigga broke my heart, but damn, that bitch stabbed me in the back, you know what I mean? Right. Like, it's just some, it's just one of those things that I want people to feel like they can be transparent, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Another thing is that be patient, because one of the things I'm learning is patience, and it's a marathon, not a sprint. And as long as you put your best foot forward and you keep going and you believe in yourself, baby, there's nothing else that can knock you down. And I definitely want people to get that from my music. And also, like, black is beautiful. You know what I mean? Being loud is beautiful. Saying bitch is beautiful. Like, I know people, like, I curse in a way, a form of expression. It's never to disrespect. But if that's who you are, that's who you are. Be you. You know what I mean? Be you and be bold with it. I think it's just really important now to express yourself. As long as it's the real you and it's authentic to you, you're not doing anything wrong. Art is what it is, you know what
it's
I mean
free.
Like, it's free, exactly. And I want everybody to feel free when they listen to it, so they can create something free, regardless of if it's painting, if it's anything, you know, movies, film, books, music, all of that. So those are the three things.
Girl, I like you. What's your sign?
Thank you.
What is your zodiac sign?
I'm a Capricorn. I'm a Capricorn with a Cancer moon, girl.
Girl, I'm a Libra. Girl, I Capricorns and Libras, you know, it's kind of like opposites of attract and stuff
like
that.
My ex is a Libra.
What? They lie. Man, them men there, girl. I'll be honest and tell you. Them Libra men, they are liars. They have ruined this whole zodiac for us.
I'm trying. I love the Libra women, though. Like, every Libra woman I've been around, I've gravitated to you guys. So I never want to, because I used to be like, fuck a Libra, I swear to God. But now it's like, I really, every time I meet them, I'm like, you're so nice. Why would I ever
men, you know, we're gonna pray for them. We're gonna keep them in our prayers.
Please take a moment of silence.
No problem. So throughout your music, like, journey, are you signed, or are you looking to get signed, or are you just gonna stay the independent route?
I used to be like independent all the way because I'm so much of a, I create my own way. But I watched Young Thug's interview and he really made me think of it in a different perspective. You got to utilize your resources. And if the opportunity presents itself where I get an opportunity for somebody that has this big platform and wants to represent me, as long as I'm authentic to myself and I don't conform, I can use that platform to give it to other people. And I'm never going to be selfish enough. I'm never going to be selfish with my music and my art where I'm like, no, I'm not signing, because that just might not be my path. So I'm open. I'm free agent right now, but I'm so open. Like at this point, I'm open for whatever. I know that God is going to pave the way the right way. You know what I mean? Because I could have been signed at 18 or 19, but I'm 26 and it hasn't happened. And that's because I needed to go through what I went through so that I could really be grounded. So when the opportunity presents itself, I won't be knocked down. I won't be pushed in different directions. I can stay true to me and I can impact the world, because that's what I'm here to do.
Yeah. Even taking advantage of, sometimes I feel like you really got to go through life and just learn. You got to meet some evil people and some good people to kind of know, like when you get in that room, that time comes. I like to talk about the future. It's going to happen. You get in that room and put that contract in front of you. Like, you've been through so much throughout your journey, you'll be able to know, okay, this feels right, this don't feel right.
You wanted a rider, that's why you came and found me. You wanted insider, who'll make a better team. You always find the spot, and you always make it hot. You do that shit with no effort. I just want your body on.
So what is next for you? Like, what do you have like coming out? Because right now you have your video on me that was produced by the producer Twan. Mm-hmm. So what else are you working on?
Actually, I'm actually about to release the On Me remix. I'm going to tell you, because we're releasing it and it's lit. It actually has Slim Jimmy from Ray Sherman on it. So I'm really excited because that's something that's like huge.
Girl, what?
I know. So that's what I'm working on, but I'm also in album mode. I'm also in project mode. I'm going to release an EP first, and then I'm going to release an album probably next year, but the EP is going to come out. It's probably going to be 5 to 7 songs, and this is going to be a real introduction of who I am. I know that Blue and Spring Clean kind of gave like where I was when I was hurt and me overcoming it. But now it's time for me to speak who I am as an independent woman. Like, I used to really, really be so caught up on what people thought about me, and especially men, you know what I mean? Trying to fill the void of a man. And now I'm like, fuck that. You know what I mean? I love love. I have it tatted on me, and I'm embracing love, but I'm also embracing love more towards myself. And that's what I want to express in my new music. So I'm definitely going to be working on that. But yeah, we got a remix coming out. We got some visuals coming out. I've just really been working on branding myself and just really knowing who I want to visually, how I want to portray myself, because that's really important. You know, the music is great, but visually how you want to put yourself out there is really what's going to stick and what's going to really get people to understand you and feel you. So
I love that. I actually cannot wait for this actual project. Just talking to you and I feel like we kind of went on the same journey. Like, you know, you meet somebody, you lose yourself, you got to rebuild yourself up. And then you get to this point in your life, like, I know exactly who I am. You are unstoppable. I tell me, once you go through that little hurt stage, like, you come to it's like a superhero bad bitch. Like, you go through this stage where can't nobody stop you. So I'm excited about the remix, of course. But let me let you know, everybody that's on this segment, I support you always. Everybody, all these artists, I support anytime you have something coming out. And I also have a playlist where I'll be adding your new singles. It's on Spotify and Apple. It's called What's Good? Killer Got the 401. So every time you put out new music, it'll be on there too. So I'm always here to support you and Twan also.
Thank you so much. Like, you're amazing. Like, the fact that you listen to all the music, wow, like, that means so much. Anybody that listens to my stuff, like, I will never forget you. Like, I could cry right now. It's such a humbling thing, because when you write your feelings and you write your story and somebody is like, I really listen to that. That's like somebody listening to you, you. Like, that's like you being my therapist, exactly. Almost. You know what I mean? Because you just heard me, you listened, and you took me, and you didn't judge me, and you got me, and I respect that.
No judgment zone segment. I love music. A lot of people don't know I moved to Atlanta because I was trying to be a songwriter, then I realized the industry is shit. So that's why I love talking to all of you artists.
Let's work.
Girl, I haven't wrote in years. I mean, I had a situation happen where I trusted somebody, and everybody I keep talking about, like, you need to get back into it. But you know what? I'm glad to have a platform to talk to all you artists, and I just love music. So any way I can help get you guys music out there as much as I can, then I'm always going to help. So I thank you so much for being on this segment also, too.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy that Twan put us together, because, girl, I'm supporting you all the way.
Thank you so much.
I promise you. This ain't even no fake shit. This is some real shit.
Yeah. Hey, y'all. Just want to say thank you so much for watching the show. Hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed it, don't forget to like, comment, share, and of course, hit that subscription button. I am grateful for every view, whether you like me or you don't. And don't forget, I got a podcast too. There are exclusive episodes on that podcast, so don't forget to go check that out as well. They're on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Pandora. Baby, I'm everywhere, okay? And follow me on social media. I'm Kayla Got the 411 on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, Tumblr. Baby, like I said, I'm everywhere. Thank you again for watching the show, and I'll see you on the next episode of Kayla Got the 411.